You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi there, listeners. My name is Amy, and I'm on the production team at Realm. First, I want to take a moment to say thank you so much for listening. We've loved sharing the show with you and have been so thrilled by your responses to the twists and turns in Alex and Cassie's story. This season may have come to a close, but the story is not over. We have a second season coming your way later this year, so keep an eye out for some exciting announcements. You can also unlock some exclusive bonus content right now with best-selling author Sarah Shepard by becoming a Realm Unlimited subscriber on realm.fm or by subscribing to Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts. The bonus content might include some exciting teasers about the Pretty Little Liars reboot. Just saying. And subscribers will get early access to season 2, which is perfect if you're already gearing up to binge the next season. If you haven't heard enough already to immediately subscribe, here is a little taste of the bonus content you'll get access to as a subscriber. We are only able to make and share these stories through the support of listeners like you. So again, thank you and enjoy.
Okay, Sarah, I'm going to ask you possibly the nerdiest question you've ever gotten. Because I've always wanted to ask you about your cameos in season 1 and 5. Uh-huh. So it's a two-part question.
Okay.
The first is, what was it like to return years later where that actors, that crew, they're all the more seasoned, it's all evolved. But also, what happened with Mrs. Shepard? Where she went from being a substitute teacher to being like a talking head on the news.
So going back, well, first of all, the first experience was so nerve-wracking. I had never been on a set before. I had certainly never acted before. It was not my thing at all. And I was really nervous for it to be Mrs. Shepard. And I remember I couldn't even multitask. I could not write on the board and also turn and speak to Lucy Hale. It was I just was so unnatural. We had to do so many takes. They cut so many lines. I had so many more lines. But then about 5 years later, I jokingly was I want to come on the show again, not thinking they were going to take me seriously at all. And they said, oh no, we have a part for you. But it was the funniest thing was that it was Sarah Shepard again. So it was Mrs. Shepard's teaching at Rosewood High. But then suddenly Mrs. Shepard is talking about Allison's murder trial. And there was no explanation for it. I'm just thinking that, she just had a career change and, got into investigative journalism. Mm-hmm. I have to say though, I was so much more relaxed going back that second time. I think because between the first, in 2010 and going back in 2015, I had, done so many more speaking engagements. I had gone on so many more high school visits. I had done so many more interviews. I was so used to public speaking at that point. Also my part was way easier, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I had to speak to a camera. I didn't have to interact with another actor. I didn't have to write on the board. I just had to look like a hard-nosed news reporter, speaking to, the anchor off camera. And it was really fun. I think I sort of breezed through it and it was great, but, they were so sweet to have me on twice. It was always like such a fun experience going to that set and hanging out with the cast and the crew and the writers. Everybody was really, really lovely. Like, I just have such great memories. I tried to go once a year because I don't live there, but for no other reason other than the fact that it was just like such a nice environment to be in. So it was a lot of fun. And that is definitely not a nerdy question. I love talking about when I was Mrs. Shepherd.
I was just saying, my theory has always been that Mrs. Shepherd had a competing true crime book with Ezra going to market.
Oh, I like that.